This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm going to bring Gino on here officially in a second. Crowder is up in southern Georgia, where he's on a hunting trip with his family, which is just sounds like a hellacious way to spend any kind of time. But
I just ran across the street and got me some Cajun boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts are the worst. But I have to, before I bring on Gino officially, Jimmy, our associate producer, is off today for his birthday. And we were going to ask Gino if you would ever celebrate a birthday or take a day off for your birthday. But as we were goofing on Jimmy for doing so, I got a DM from Nikki, the wife of W2 Roy, who says that W2 Roy has the gall to take off his birthday every year, even though he can't hold a job.
Hey, boss. Man, I got to go, boss.
Gino, do you celebrate your birthday? Do you take a day off for your birthday? Do you care about your birthday at all?
Mine is in August, but if you got it like that, you got it like that. I'm all right with W2 Roy taking a day off if he needs it.
But do you celebrate your birthday? Is it a big deal for you?
I don't know. A nice dinner, you know, maybe doesn't include boiled peanuts or anything, but you know, a nice dinner.
but you know, boiled peanuts are delicious. Talking the worst. Crazy about this.
Just, it's the only way to ruin a peanut, because peanuts are great. The only way to ruin a peanut is to make it mushy and malleable. It's disgusting. Goodness. It's a cup of like peanut mush with.
Carafe. I had a carafe right now. Boiled peanuts in front
of me. Disgusting, man. You ever had boiled peanuts, Gino?
No, I'm with you on the, that food take is right on. I don't like moist peanuts. I like the dry roasted a little salt.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, what are we actually celebrating on our birthday? Cause we had nothing to do with it. It was all our parents. Like, what are we celebrating?
It's just an excuse. I think just to have a nice meal.
That's right. Aperol spritz.
I like to make an excuse. So, you know, I like to concentrate on 401ks.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You can't argue that. Let me hear it for the
truth. Do
troops.
You look for donations during your birthday for your 401k?
Oh, he would love it. He would love
it. Oh, listen. You have a beautiful tie, a Gucci watch. I want money. Give me money.
Actually, with all that 1099 income, you should be using a SEP IRA, because then you can defer 13% of that income into your own self-directed account.
My SEP is stupid, and I have my kids as employees.
Then you should be doing a Roth IRA for them, because then that's tax free for your life.
529s and set up. Well, let us know. We got it set up over here.
What a bougie show this is.
Please do not buy or sell security. because one of us speaking right now is licensed, and I don't know if I would get in trouble.
Right. Don't give out any financial advice during this segment. And if you do, this is for entertainment purposes only. All right, Gino Toretta, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Remember, we're going to talk a little Canes here. If you're looking for Canes merch or Dolphins merch, you know, for your holiday list, check out Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or shop online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, usually joins us on Thursdays. This Thursday is Thanksgiving, so we'll talk with him today. He's wrapping up the touchdown radio broadcast season this Saturday, calling the Washington-Oregon game. And Gino comes to us courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Traditions are better with Traeger. So grab a Traeger grill during the holiday sale and add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. It's going on now through December 24th. You can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills, plus save on pellets, rubs, and more. So, Gino, Hurricanes on Saturday, they started out slow against Wake Forest. They finished strong. They beat Syracuse Saturday. They are in the ACC championship game. So I'll jump into Saturday. Do you think they go up to Syracuse and handle their business? And the only stumble that they had on the schedule was the one loss to Georgia Tech.
Well, I think they can. I think that, you know, Syracuse has always played us tough. You know, we probably had a lot better team my senior year a long time ago, and they played us tough and almost got us at the end. And I think that what college football has taught us this year, road games aren't that easy. I mean, look at Florida, who just took care of business against LSU. You go on the road against any conference foe, you have an advantage, and you know you don't have to travel, all that sort of stuff. And it has been a nightmare. I mean, you know, Alabama's lost some road games, probably questionable, and I think it has at least this season has kind of turned out to more NFL when you go on the road. Man, you're kind of behind it. So I think they got to be, you know, they can't. I'm sure they're working on the special teams. That kick return is obviously coaches can't stand the free 7 points on a kick return. So there's a lot of things they could do. But I think what this season in college football showed us, it's not easy on the road to go and win anywhere.
And Gino, the Canes, are they, because at this time of year, like I know we'll talk about Dillon Gabriel and Ward. Canes coming around. You won championship teams. You won a Heisman. Are the Canes progressing in that way? I'm not with the thing that this is a good loss for them because now there's no pressure to go undefeated. I don't think that. I really argue about that. But are they progressing in the right fashion to head into this college football playoffs with honestly nobody really knowing, no coach knowing, no team knowing how this happens? But are they on that right path to be ready to play in that tournament?
Well, I would say this. There's no good loss. I don't care who you are, if it's Alabama, Nick Saban, you know, it doesn't matter. There's no good loss. And I think that they've stumbled. And what I said last week is they still control their own destiny. So that means they control their destiny to win to get in the conference championship game. They win that, they're going to be in the 12-team playoffs. And then you figure out, based on seeding, okay, who are we playing? What does that look like? If we win the ACC, we're going to have a bye week, and then you're going to play the winner of whoever that is in your bracket. So I think it gives you an opportunity, and that's all you want. I think that, you know, listen, Channing, when we played, it was, man, if you lost, man, you were deflated and you were out of it. You were just out of the race. And I think that they're in the race.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You know, and at least in my eyes, you get to that playoff berth, then you go from there. I think offensively, obviously, we see Cam, you know, play great all season long. He's got another opportunity this Saturday. You know, Gabriel at Oregon, he's got an opportunity against Washington this Saturday. Try to influence some more Heisman voters. You got Hunter out in Colorado. So I think that they control their own destiny. And I think that, you know, you dance with the girl you brought to the date. And I think that they're exactly where they want to be. And I think that when you get this part in the season and you still control your own destiny, there becomes more focus. There becomes more, hey, these games, every play is that much more important as we are where we are at the end of the season.